glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
We're talking about, does sickness come from God? No, it does not come from God. It is a work of the enemy. See, just stop and think about it for a minute. The Bible says when Satan is done away with, you see, before Satan came, there was no sickness on the earth. And when Satan is done away with, then there'll be no sickness. Now, that ought to tell us something. I mean, you know, we ought to be able to get a little subtle hint out of that he must have had something to do with it. Sickness and disease is never a blessing of God. It's a curse. And we need to realize that God wants you well and God wants you healed. But now, while we're on that subject, let's talk a little bit more about that. You see, I have seen individuals grow worse and worse with arthritis. A certain individual came down with cancer, died with cancer. That individual was full of bitterness. I prayed with them, tried to help them, couldn't. See, they wouldn't turn from the thing that was eating them alive. Now, folks, there are certain things that you do in life, and it's going to eat you up from the inside. And you see, all that bitterness hurt no one but that individual. Somebody said, well, you just don't know what so-and-so did to me. I just can't forgive them. No, I don't know what they did for you, but I know what unforgiveness will do for you. It'll open you up to the devil. And it'll allow sickness to ravage your body. Now, like I said, don't go trying to judge people that are sick. You just judge your own household. Because there are other things. Sometimes people just do unwise things and it makes them sick. And then, of course, we know there's germs and things that are catching. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that everybody has unforgiveness that's sick. But I'm telling you some things that causes people to die premature deaths. Not God's will at all. It was because they were too stubborn to admit their sin and forgive other people. The people that they had bitterness against may live for 50 more years, but they died young. Now let me give you an example in the Old Testament and show you what I'm talking about. Hezekiah. God sent the prophet Isaiah to Hezekiah and said, Hezekiah, get your house in order, you're going to die. And brother, I want you to know it shook him. He turned his face to the wall and he began to make some things straight. I mean, he wasn't doing what he ought to have been doing. Now, the Bible says he had a perfect heart. That means he told the Lord, I've had a perfect heart before you. He wanted to do right, but he just hadn't done it. And he made a decision, I'm going to do it right. Now, he turned his face to the wall. He made some things right and made some decisions in life right there. In fact, this is going to be his last decision if he didn't make it. Before the prophet Isaiah got out of the building, God said to him, go back and tell him he's going to live 15 more years. Now somebody said, well, God changed his mind. No, he didn't. No, God didn't change his mind. God intended for Hezekiah to live his full life out on this planet Earth, just the same as it's God's will for you to live your full years out on this planet Earth. He wants you to live and die a natural death. You know, people get strange ideas. They say, well, how would you ever die if you didn't get sick? Well, you just do like some of the patriarchs of old did. Just live their life out, gather their feet up in the bed and give up the ghost. And go on to be with the Lord. I don't care if you got cancer, you're 99 years old, you got cancer, get healed and die in health. God's will that you live in health and you die in health. Sickness and disease is an enemy of God, it's an enemy of man. Now here's the point I want you to see about Hezekiah. It was God's will for him to live his full life out on this planet Earth. but not in the position that he was in. God was saying to Hezekiah, Hezekiah, everything being normal, and you continuing on the course you're going, you're going to die. Now, when he changed his course, God said, you're going to live now. God didn't change his mind. God wanted him to take the course that gave him a full life, but Hezekiah took the wrong road. You can change your course in life and live your full life out. Now see, there's a promise. The Bible says that the first commandment with promise was that to honor thy father and mother, that thou mayest live long on the earth. See, the things you do and the decisions you make can either lengthen or shorten your life. And we need to understand that. God wants you to live a full life on this planet earth. But now while we're on that subject, you see, there are people that will say, well, it's not God's will to always heal. God won't heal everyone. Well, now, if God is no respecter of person, if he ever healed one, he'll heal another. If God is no respecter of person, and that's what the Bible says, he is no respecter of person, then if he healed one, he'll heal all. If we walk in the light of what he reveals to us. Now listen to what I'm going to say, because this is important to you. There are people that have things in their life, or maybe have a direction, have chosen a direction in life that they know is against God's will and God's direction for them. Same as Hezekiah. They have made their course and charted their course away from God's direction. And everything being normal and they don't change their course, they will die young. Not God's will for them to die young, but they will die young. They will not live their full life out. But yet it is God's will to heal them if they will change their direction in life. Now for instance, let's deal with this just a little further. Unforgiveness, for instance. Unforgiveness is like no other sin. It's a continuing act. You can't go to God and say, Father, I have unforgiveness in my heart. I want you to forgive me of that. I just can't forgive old so-and-so, though. He won't forgive you. If you do not forgive, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you. If you will know quite frankly what I believe about unforgiveness, it is a sin unto death. Now, the reason I say that is because it is a continuing sin until the day you die unless you forgive. Now, if you don't forgive, it will continue to be a sin until the day you die. In other words, you can't say forgive me and get forgiveness from it. You've got to forgive first because God's Word is out. Now, if you want your hair to stand up like mine, you just go to the Word of God and see what Jesus said about it. What is the 18th chapter of Matthew? He begins to talk about the servant that, was brought before the Lord and they was going to sell him to pay the debt. He couldn't pay his debt and was going to sell him and his whole family. See, in those days, if you couldn't pay your debts, man, they sold you into slavery. And he fell down and he said, have mercy and patience with me and I'll pay thee all. And so he forgave him all the debt. Forgave him the debt. And he went right out and found a guy that owed him $17. See, he owed $10 million. He went out and found a guy that owed him $17, grabbed him, and the Amplified says, began to choke him and said, pay me that thou owest. And when the Lord of that servant heard about it, he called him in and he said, I forgave thee that debt because thou desirest me. Now listen, he's twice the scripture said he forgave him the debt. The debt is forgiven. No doubt about it. It's forgiven. And he says, ought not thou to have had mercy on this that owed thee? And he said, now, he said, deliver him. He delivered him to the tormentor till he should pay all that debt. Now, what debt is he talking about? Not the $10 million because he's already forgiven him that. Twice he said he forgave him the debt. The debt he owes is to forgive the man that owed him. That's the debt he must pay. And when he wouldn't do it, he delivered him to the tormentor. Now, the jailer was called the tormentor, and he had a whip with glass embedded in it. And, brother, I mean, it would tear your shirt off your back and the meat off your back. And they would torment those prisoners until they did what they wanted them to do. Now, Jesus said of that, he said, "So shall my heavenly Father do unto you if you from your heart forgive not those who trespass against you." Now, did you get that? "So shall my heavenly Father do to you." In other words, he says that God will deliver you to the tormentor. Now listen to it. Who's the tormentor today? It's Satan. You have been put in Satan's hands. It wasn't God that really did it. He had to do it because of his word. I mean, his word is out. You remember when Jesus said to Peter, "Satan has desired to have you to sift you as wheat." Satan demanded to have Peter and sift him as wheat. Satan can demand to have you if you do not forgive.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, our offer all this week is tape offer number 7241. Two audio cassettes in an album for $12 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $16. It's entitled, "What Are Doctrines of Devils?" You might say, what in the world is he talking about here? Well, in 1 Timothy 4, Paul said, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanded to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth." So this is what we're talking about, the fact that today there are a lot of people that believe that God puts sickness and disease on people, that he sends cancer on people, he destroys their lives with sickness and disease, and quite frankly, they get that from the Old Testament, but you have to understand that in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the first 15 verses tells you the blessing of the law, and then after verse 15, it talks about the curses of the law. "You'll be blessed coming in, going out, in the basket, in the store, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God and do it. But if you don't, you'll be cursed coming in, going out. Cursed shall be your basket and your store," and so on. And he goes on to say, "The Lord will make pestilence cleave to thee until you're consumed from off the land, and the Lord will smite thee with consumption." In one place it says the botch of Egypt. Now, I don't know what the botch of Egypt is, but it's bad and you don't want it. And God's not going to give this to people. He allows it to come because of their disobedience. Ask yourself, if they obeyed God and kept the word, they would have been blessed. The Word of God is both a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing if you keep it. It's a curse if you don't. That's offer number 7241.